the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Every object on Earth possesses what is called a natural frequency, which depends on its size, shape, and composition.
1, 7.
This explains how a singer can shatter a glass by hitting a certain note, which does not happen because the singer's voice has reached a particularly high pitch. Rather, it is a matter of attaining the natural frequency of the glass. As a result, all the energy in the sound of the singer's voice is transferred to the glass, and it shatters.
Hello, welcome Cosmic welcome Cosmic Explorers to the Friday Night Tune Up. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm not used to that commercial. I was like waiting for something. I don't know what I was waiting for. I was just like, woo.
I know. I forgot how long it was.
I know. I was like, oh, I kind of got mesmerized by it. Oh, look.
Oh, and happy birthday, Catherine.
Oh, play some music for you. Happy birthday, Catherine.
Everybody wish Catherine a happy birthday.
Can we say?
So yes, welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. So tonight we have a few announcements before we begin. So you can see in the comments below, there are two things happening. First and foremost, we are going to be doing a 30-day meditation with Honeybee. So if you guys are interested in the 30-day meditation, click on the YouTube link in the video. And if you guys are interested, you can definitely email Honeybee, but you guys have to let her know by tomorrow. So you guys have to let her know tomorrow if you guys are interested, because it starts July 1st. I am starting it for the first time, but Rebecca's already been doing it. So Rebecca, you want to tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, I have, you know, I've been really challenging myself here lately between going to nudist camps and doing a 30-day meditation. I started last month with Honeybee, she's been on the show before, and her husband was just on her show, when was it, like a couple of weeks ago, Michael's on
the show? Yeah, Michael, yeah.
So she has this fabulous 30-day meditation, and it has been, and you know, I think it has been life-changing for me. It's every morning, you get up at 6:30, and I don't know where, you know, some people are overseas, and you sit and we meditate together, and she just kind of walks you through, and then we bring in halfway through the a crystal, and we meditate on the crystal, bringing it into our diamond crystalline grid and breathing the essence of the crystal into us. And it's just, it's been a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful practice for me to dedicate myself more to myself. And I've so thoroughly enjoyed it. So if it's interest you and it's something you like to challenge yourself with, she is like closing everything out tomorrow. It's what is it? Honeybee 1234. Is it 3-1? Honeybee,
I forget. So yeah, you guys click
Honeybee,
on the link, the YouTube link
at gmail.com.
Yeah, so you guys first watch the video in the link description below. This is a 30-day meditation. Watch the video. If you guys are interested, you guys have to let her know by tomorrow. And if you guys are interested, email Honeybee at honeybee with an I 111 at gmail.com. And yes, there you can get the information that you need.
Yes, and it's fun. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Second announcement, you guys, we are closing in on the trip to Cancun to lock in the dates and the pricing. So if you guys are interested in hanging out with us in Cancun over Halloween and to celebrate the Day of the Dead, click on the link in the description below as well and sign up, because it's going to be a lot of fun. 4 days with us.
And also Rob with Tara with an Attitude, and Rocky.
Rocky Degatti
also be there as well. So there will be card readings and just divinations and all kinds of stuff. And who knows what I'll end up doing. So, or Hillis. So it's, you know, it's always a magical mystery. So
it is. And so on to tonight's show, everyone. So tonight we're going to do something a little bit different, but we would still love your interaction. So tonight we're going to start the show with a meditation that Rebecca's going to lead us into a couple of deep topics thereafter. So we're going to hold, slow down on the readings tonight and give you some energy transmissions, as last night was a full moon, and boy, I tell you, it was a doozy. Kind of been out of it today, but I'm here with you guys, and I am, you know, ready to rock and roll and get it going. And so, Rebecca, do you want to kick us off with the meditation?
Yeah, but before I do, I did draw a card tonight. I thought I'd start off with a card with the new moon and everything going on. And just, I don't know about you and Hillis, you know, this week with the moon and the summer solstice and everything, it has been a doozy. I've been up and down and all over the place myself. And I know Hillis has, and I'm sure a lot of you out there are. That's why I thought we'd start with this meditation tonight. But also so I just drew a card for everyone tonight. And it's so apropos of kind of what's happening here. It's longing for home, homesick for the stars. So, like, how cool is that for everyone? And look at the lone person standing with the light shining. And it just, you know, for me, this tells me, and the portal opened up. It's kind of like, and look at all the family, the light family. So for me, it's just opening up for everyone right now. You know, we are longing for home, but I think it's more of longing for home, to find our home, to find our tribe, to find who we need to be with right now and resonate with, and to let our egos down and step into that place of the stars to find that family so we can be home on our rest of our journey here on Earth as this new world is exploding. Did anything come for you while you looked at that, Hillis?
Just how I miss home. You know, and I'll be honest with everyone here as well. And so before I share this little tidbit, I want to say happy birthday to Adam. I don't know who Adam is, but happy birthday to all the birthday people who are here with us tonight. But I want to share this with you. So, you know, and I don't have it with me. Usually I have crystals with me. But I recently purchased this Istari. Huh?
You're slacking tonight.
I know. No crystals. So I purchased this really rare Andara crystal. And this, and if you know anything about Andaras, they're very multi-dimensional, very multifaceted, amazing crystal teachers. And so part of the thing that I've been working on with myself is to really understand how to connect to the past life energies, to really hone in the energy, bringing the abilities from past lives into this life, and to really ascend in that way. And so really allow it to manifest in that beauty. And I know we'll get into more of that later, but yeah, it's just how things are going to go. So, Rebecca, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. And I want to say one more thing going in back to this card again. So tonight, I was directed to kind of just do a little heart meditation with everyone. And it's a very simple one that we're going to do. But how beautiful this card I drew. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't speak now. You know, because truly our home is in our heart. And we can all find our way back home in the stars when we can connect to our heart and feel into that. And that's what this little meditation's about tonight. So I just want everybody who's listening now or listening in the future, and please, if you're driving a car, do not do this right at this moment. we don't need any accidents out there. But I would just want everybody just to take a deep breath in. And this is going to be a very short meditation. And I just take another deep breath in and just relax into your body. From your head to your toes, from your skin to your bones, all the way into your heart. And as you sit there in this energy, in this beingness, in this presence, in this I am presence you are, allowing yourself to be in that space in this moment, allow yourself to feel into your heart space. And just take a deep breath, allowing it to open and expand in this moment. And also noticing anything else in your body that might be out of just feeling a little off right now. And just send that love in this moment as you take another deep breath in, feeling into your heart and relax more. And feel the energy moving throughout your body as you center around that heart and bring that energy into you in this moment, grounding into yourself, into your beingness, into your sovereignty of who you are. Another deep breath in, just add a smile. Smile into that heart and allow that connection to grow even more. Keep on breathing into that, feeling that glow, a diamond crystalline heart just opening and expanding as you smile with it, allowing the joy, allowing the peace to come in just for this moment where we're in this presence of who we are, tapping into our heart and allowing that essence to be with us. That openness to be with us, that heart-centered love to be with us, knowing that this is the place of connection to all. This is the place we truly need to be in this moment, in this time, in this space. That everything else doesn't matter. And to remember who you are, and remember to connect to the heart of you always, the connection to the truth of who you are, the connection to the sovereignty of who you are, the connection to the expansion of who you're becoming. And breathe in again, allow yourself to relax even more. As you bring that into you, feeling the joy, feeling the love, feeling the openness and allowing yourself to remember the truth of you. And we're just going to sit here in silence for a second and keep on smiling to that heart and allowing your whole body to smile with that heart in this moment. Feeling the energy. We're going to sit in silence for a minute and I'm going to meet an affirmation and you can repeat in silent or out loud if you like afterwards. And just remember, aligning to the new energies of the new world, we must stay aligned of the truth in our heart. And you can repeat after me if you like, or just sit in silence and listen to the words I'm about to say. I align to the truth of me, for I am the truth of who I am. I vibrate in that truth always. I release all past unbalances of me and my truth in this present moment. Back and forth, up and down, round and round through all timelines, parallel world dimensional portals and astral planes that my energy resides. No more, no more, no more. I am free to express the truth in me, in my heart, in the love of who I truly am. Aho. And just put your hand on your heart. Take another deep breath in and just allow yourself to smile and feel the radiant beauty of you, of who you truly are. And just stretch your arms out. And just let it all go. Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you, Rebecca, for that beginning of this triggering conversation we're about to have.
Oh, I'm going to trigger Hillis tonight.
No. Well, maybe.
I know I am.
So,
how was that for everyone? Does anybody have any questions or anything as we move along? And thank you, everyone. I can't post comments. I don't know. They won't let me post comments.
I will post them on your behalf.
Okay. Well, I don't have any comments right now. Are we ready for our deep rooted conversations tonight?
Yeah. So everyone, you're more than welcome to ask questions throughout this process, because, you know, we all want clarity around what Rebecca's about to express. And so you want to give a little backstory before you dive in?
Backstory of what?
The conversation.
Okay. So, I don't even know where to begin with this. And also, as I'm going through this, and I don't know how it's going to unfold, because I haven't really talked about it before, except for with Hillis shortly, so we don't know what's going to happen here. But if you have any questions, or it resonates with you, or just kind of let us know what you're thinking about as I bring this up. So, you know, one thing I always say in the world, and we're going to say a cuss word tonight, okay? So guys, you know, just let you know, this is naughty talk tonight. No, not naughty, but, you know, one of the things I always say is untrick yourself from the fuckery. Okay. And I'm always talking all the time about how much universal fuckery is out there, how much personal universal fuckery is out there. And then I got this huge download this week and around the word fuck. And Hillis is like, oh God, Lord Becky, you're going to, and I'm like, let's talk about this on the show. And the download that came was, it was basically like the word fuck is the biggest universal fuckery, highest vibrational word that there is, in that it's unlimited. You think about the word fuck and all the levels that it has, it brings you back to the zero point of who you are.
Yes. And we talked about this yesterday, and I had to sit with it, because I'm one who usually does not gravitate towards swear words. And being a poet, being one who's always particular with wording and understanding the placement and impact of the wording in a sentence, phrase, paragraph, what have you. And when it was explained in that way from Rebecca, from the higher source, it brought me to think about this Netflix documentary about the history of swear words. And I couldn't remember if fuck was part of that set. And so I thought about it. It's like, when you get into very high or low emotional spaces, such as, when someone makes you mad, or when someone makes you angry, or someone disappoints you, or when you love someone or love something, and sometimes the only way to emphatically or the opposite to express it is the word fuck. And so when you say that, it does bring it to absolute zero point. It brings it to such a place where you really can't quantify the experience. You can't quantify what it is that you're feeling. And so the best way to quantify that is with that word, or in the energetic space, because it's an energy that we correlate with. It's an energy that we bring in, and it resets everything. Am I right so far, Rebecca?
Yeah, there's no right or wrong or indifferent about it. It was just kind of an inquiry that came to me. I thought it'd be a fun discussion that, you know, and it's called fuck it therapy. Love it. But you know, and it's so funny, because you know, you think about the world and you think where we are right now, and you think how everybody's been, I'm going to say, quote unquote, dumbed down, in that, you know, all this stuff they do for us, you know, that's been put in our field to keep us from our higher self, to keep our pineal glands closed, you know, everything that's been done, what they put in our food, and we can go down the world, you know, thing. And then that word, look how much they put around that word as a bad word. You can't say that word. You can't do this. But yet in truth, that word is the truth of the energy of unlimited expression and unlimited beingness of who we are in the truth of who we are, because it teaches us what we're learning right now, which is learning how the word, learning how to express, not through words, but through emotions, and learning how to go into her and being able to feel and being able to express through that vibrational level. And that word and how you use it teaches us that.
Yeah, it's interesting because you just said it right there in the space of the vibration, because we always talk about how we are now moving in to the language of vibration. Mm-hmm. And that's part of that. You know, for those who haven't, I don't know why this is in my head right now, but for those who haven't watched that Netflix documentary about the history of swear words, you should watch it. It's really interesting in how they came up with the word shit. And it's literally in a bathhouse and where men are sitting next to each other taking a shit. Literally, that's how the word, but it didn't start off that way. I forgot how it started off, but it evolved in such a place, just like the word dick. You know, it's not really a swear word, but they consider it a swear word because it started off with being somebody's name, such as Richard. And then, you know, Richard became total not a good person or something like that. And then it just evolves. And so this was part of the evolution. So when you think about, yes, exactly, Indigo. I think you watched it. So when you have the evolution, because even now, just the other day, and you know, because we're talking about the evolution of this word and how it brings you back to zero point. And so one of the things that I always teach about, one of the things I always preach about is the word healing. And I'm understanding this on a different level now, because I don't use the word healing, the commercial use of the word healing, in anything that I do, because I nourish the energy of the soul. That's what I do. I'm an energy facilitator. I bring the energy and bring it forward. And so I don't heal anyone or anything. However, it came to me, and I actually am working on a light language symbol to really understand it a little bit better. So to me, nourish or nourishment is on a soul and energetic level. Heal, now to me, in my context, my understanding is on the physical, meaning if something is if something is literally broken, such as a wrist or a leg or whatever, you have to mend it. You have to heal it. You have to repair it. You have to put the two pieces back together to make it whole. That, to me, in the physical sense, is the appropriation of the word heal. Just like, you know, we find the appropriate uses for the word fuck. To express what needs to be expressed to bring us back to clearing that energy. Because if you're upset, angry, mad, depressed, whatever, that word fuck just brings you back to zero. It clears out the energy, clears it out. And it's like, boom, done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only here on Cosmic Insight we would have this conversation, but thank you for allowing me to like bring this up, because you know I get my funny little inquiries that come to me.
No, but I like it because you actually, you know, bring up a topic that I normally wouldn't talk about, you know, and I'm very finicky about words, you know that.
Oh, I know.
And so to really have a new perspective on that, even with the perspective of the word heal, now what it means for me in that sense is really just taking it to a whole nother space. And so now it's like, okay, when is it appropriate for me to express something take it back to 0 point to have it out to clear. And as I think of this, it resonates with some of the light language that I use that my teacher taught me. Mm-hmm. You know, there's that I won't repeat here because, you know, it's, you know, reserved for certain, you know, energies and spaces and things. But, you know, there's certain words and energies that I use to clear out mm-hmm. that space. And so it's kind of like that. I wonder if I say fuck in a session, would a client be upset?
I think you should try it.
I would try it with you first.
Okay, we'll do it. You know, yeah. And it, you know, it's funny too for me because you know how I am with words. I'm the opposite of you, which is really funny because I'm just like, hold on, vibration, I'll say whatever, and I make no sense with half the stuff I say. So, you know, and that's, you know, learning, and that's why I love, you know, that mindset we put around words when it's just all a vibration, you know.
Yeah. Fuck, I like what Dom said. Yeah.
Fuck, can you mean you're trying to get some too?
Exactly. And so there's many variations of the expression of that word. I mean, it's all in the context of which you want to use it. You know,
Didn't OSHA do a thing on it that one time? He like went through expressing like all the levels of it.
Ocean?
Oh, what's his name? OSHA.
I was thinking about George Carlin.
No. It was a spiritual tea. Is this OSHA is his name or OSHA? Oh my gosh, my mind went blank. I think it's OSHA or something like that.
I don't know, but I remember
I remember the
comedian George Carlin talking about this way a lot. So you guys, if you don't know who George Carlin is, look him up, find his video. Just like Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy used that word a lot too.
Yeah. But, you know, going and I want to also add it to, you know, what I brought with what I did before is, you know, moving into how also the vibration and being in that word and moving from fuck to the person. I'm going to the personal fuckery now. That's OK if we can move on to that,
yeah.
You know, and how we allow ourselves all the time to be in discord with our own vibration by allowing our ego to take over to not be in the space that we should be in by, you know, when, and I guess what I'm thinking, like a conversation with someone, like, you know, the truth, but you allow somebody to continue to talk, even though you know, your own
story. Yeah.
Yeah. And distorting yourself. It's like how much we trick ourselves to stay in that ego state of being in discord of our own vibration all the time that we need to open up to express, to honor what they're saying, but to stay in our own vibration and stop tricking ourselves all the time. It's very important right now to start to stand in our truth. Does that make sense? Or did I tell
it? It does. And I'm laughing because Rebecca knows how busy I've been lately because I've been doing these 20-minute sessions from this docuseries I did early in the month. And so I had a client the other day. Didn't realize she was a lawyer till she told me today. And did a session with her. And I told her, you know, what to expect afterwards, right? She messages me today, said, do you have a few minutes to talk? Because something just isn't vibing. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Those 5 minutes turned into a half an hour.
Of course.
Reason being, because this individual, I love her. I appreciate her soul and her energy and all that she is, and wanted to understand the process. I really do. And she was just so much in her head that she impeded the process of the work that was done. And so the reason why I gave that example is that when we are in that space of another, where we are not honoring ourselves, we are so much in our head, so much in our space. Mm-hmm. We are so much in this energy of what to do, where to go, how to be, how to act, all these things. But yet we choose not to honor who we are in the presence of another. And so that, with the overthinking, the overanalyzing, the overages, you're going to blow out systems in the body. And then the systems that are still there are going to have to overcompensate for what you have left. So this is where you can lead to all these other things that, go wrong in the physical body, which is also why, you know, when they say when you stub your toe, say the word fuck, because it clears it all out.
Yeah, it takes the pain away. Yeah. And I want to read something to what you just expressed, which is perfect. I love how things just kind of flow together. So I had written a whole thing and I downloaded some information and I wanted to read this tonight. And this is the time to read it. So I'm just going to read it. So start to notice where in your field you are not in your truth. You are not in peace when you align yourself with someone else's truth. You only are in peace when you align with yours. You don't argue, you or disagree, just express. I can't understand what the hell I wrote. they don't hear you. That's okay. That's okay. They don't hear. Don't need to battle with them or get into duality. Just come back to your peace and stay in that. Always come back to you.
Yes. And I love that you said that. And sometimes, you know, what it brings to my mind is if you are in a debate with someone, mm-hmm. and what's more important, you being right or your peace?
Peace. Yep.
You know, and before we go on, I want to answer this one question from Carolyn Newman. So Carolyn wants to know, she's a newly awakened and what crystal should she start with? Hi, Carolyn, and welcome to the show.
Welcome. What do I want to start with?
You know, maybe I'll take this one because I'm the crystal whore.
You're the crystal guru. I'll show them a rock.
I have some of those, too. I got some meteorites. I got some rocks. I got some crystals.
I did have some that came to me. Should I say it first? No, you go ahead.
Well, the thing that I was feeling, Carolyn, and actually, oddly enough, this was my first crystal, was and actually the first two that I got was a turquoise and a quartz. But Rebecca, what do you have?
Oh, I got amethyst.
Yeah, amethyst is a really good first one too. So I would say either one of those three, Carolyn, you'll be good with any of those, because those are really good crystals to help with communication with yourself, with your star family, with anyone that you are connected with. But if you want to know more about crystals and what crystals to get, I highly, highly recommend Robert Simmons' Book of Stones. That's like the encyclopedia book that I swear by. But most importantly, Carolyn, listen to your intuition. Go to a really reputable crystal store in your neighborhood, in your town. Go there, walk around, feel into what is good for you. That's mm-hmm. what we suggest. Because I do it, Rebecca does it, everyone does it.
I seem to give them and hand them out to people.
You know, that's what I'm probably going to start with. I may have to do that because I have a bowl of crystals that are not resonating with me anymore. They're just sitting there, so they're going to have to find some home soon. So
maybe I have back to strangers. I gave one to a gentleman on an airplane one time.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back.
For a lovely conversation.
Yes, because Catherine is enjoying this conversation. And Dom, what's Dom talking about? Dom said, peace in an argument I had with one of my best friends, but I found peace through the argument because I knew he couldn't see the truth. Yeah. And sometimes it's like that. But when you are in that space, you can even just say the word fuck it to yourself and just be okay with it. And still, whether if you say it out loud or if you say it to yourself, it still has that same effect because it's that energy and vibration. And that's what we want to get across, is the vibration and the energy of the word that it carries. And who knows, 5 years from now, it could be a different word that has that same vibration. And 10 years or 20 years, it could be a different word that has that same vibration that brings it back to that zero point energy. So it's all about the vibration in which it holds.
And what I'm getting with you, Dom, and please clarify, is that I feel like what you were saying here, I just want to clarify my understanding what you wrote properly. I found peace through the argument because I knew he couldn't see the truth. So what you're saying is that you were in your truth and you almost like you could see that he wasn't in his truth, that you found peace in that because you just knew in your own self that no matter what you said to him, you weren't going to change his mind or allow him to see the truth because he was where he was and you honored and respected him for where he was. Is that what you were kind of saying? Or you can write it later.
Ooh, I thought it was coming in. Sorry. So many things happening on this side.
I have nothing going. I can't type anything. I can't do from. Oh, see, Catherine's. Catherine, pull up Catherine. Birthday girl has something to say.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. That's exactly it, Catherine.
Awesome.
It is. And I'm glad that you guys are resonating with this very interesting conversation this evening, you know, with this very insightful conversation. You know, really, you know, not too many people that we are aware of in our circle will dive in and have a conversation about a word like this. Do you know
what I mean? And that's what's so beautiful is like, we need to dive into right now, like all this stuff put around words and all this stuff put around stuff. Like we need to have these off the wall conversations that look how beautiful it is. And the opening around what we're discussing and bringing forward that it's okay.
Yes. And speaking of which, it brings me to the other hot topic of the week.
Oh, yes. This is Hillis's hot topic.
So, you know, I haven't been on social media much in the past month, but in the past week, I've been seeing a lot of people posting, especially, you know, since June 19th was last week, or Juneteenth, as it is now referred to now that it is a national holiday. And the thing that really got me was people were posting images and pictures of things saying that they broke their generational line or they broke their generational lineage that I'm the last one to break the cycle. And I'm like, the last one to break the cycle. Do you really understand or know what that could mean or entail? The last one to break the cycle, the last one to do much of anything, which we are all in right now. The cycle that is happening, the cycle is done. The cycle has started anew, whether we are aware of it or not. But the generational piece is one of great, I don't know, I guess it kind of disturbs me a little bit in the sense that, you know, being African-American, being Black, you know, that first. And so there's always a heavy pressure, or heavy burden on every generation from the time of slavery, okay, to get it, to obtain certain heights or obtain certain anything, to be the first or to be the last or to be the next. And what often got me growing up was, you know, people always compare themselves to, I'm going to be the next Black so-and-so, having a qualifier in front of it, being your race, to you know, the next Black Peyton Manning or the next Black whatever or whatever it is. And so to break the generational cycle, you have to allow yourself to release and to free those ideas and concepts. Dom, I love you. And so in that, you really have to figure out, because it's not just putting a qualifier on something. It's really understanding your identity, because this is what it's about. It's not about, oh, I'm going to be the last to do this, or I'm going to be the first or the next to do this. I'm going to be the next Black this, or I'm going to be this, this, and this. No, it's about none of that. You know, it's about finding your own identity and, you know, being Black, being gay, being this, and this, you know, being light skinned and all this, all these labels, all this stuff. You know, why can't people just be people? Why do you always have to identify or quantify or qualify with anything? And I'm not just talking about Black people or gay people or straight people, putting everybody in the bucket. We are all one people, and we have this thing that where we have to stand out. And now the time to stand out is over. The time to stand up and come together is now.
Okay. And I love that you say that, Hillis. I mean, and bring that in. And you know, it comes to me, you know, I'm a white Catholic girl, you know, growing up, and you know, there's stuff on it, but you know, but it's so true. It's not, you know, I think every group, whatever, you know, Black, Indigenous, what, you know, whatever group it is, you know, every group has dealt with the past history of what our ancestors did.
Right.
You know, every single group. You know, there were slaves in every single ethnicity out there. You know, there was this, and you know, we've all in our own way have dealt with everything. And it's just time to, as you said, to let go of those freaking labels around that and just see the beautiful light that every person on this planet is, and hold that space for them, just in a space of love, and be that. It doesn't matter, and let go. And I think it's so hard, especially, you know, hearing that. You know, what's, you know, the Black is really prevalent in the news right now, and it's really coming to the surface of, you know, bringing that out. And, you know, and it's, you're right. It is the generation now of cutting and say, that is from the past. That is from our ancestors. Yeah. That is what was. We need to stand now together, united, no matter what, who, creed, race, whatever, and be together as a united front to shift the things that really matter on this planet.
Yeah.
That are destroying us as a collective. And that's what I say about that.
Yeah, exactly. And Dom, it's not about color, it's about truth and lies. And so, yeah, that, I mean, I'm not gonna get in, well, we are not gonna get into all of that tonight because that's a whole other episode. I'll just say this much. We both have explored the rabbit hole, and we got out just in time. Because if we were still in it, we wouldn't be able to bring us to you, what we do and how we are of service and holding this divine space and presence. Because that is what's most important, is to be here, to be present for people like you that are watching and listening, to allow ourselves to be, you know, to hold you by the hand if need be, to have you come with us on this path of ascension, of evolution, because now is the time for that. Now is now.
It is now. And as I said, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone is to stand in the truth and let go of the labels and, you know, and do what it takes to learn you. And stop listening to what you've been told by everybody else. You know, stop allowing that ego of yours to keep you in a space of your own untruth. And that's what needs to happen right now. We all need to step forward and stand up and be in the peace and aligned in who we truly are, you know, and be in the ascension of this collective planet that is just, we're in just this amazing freaking, I'm going to say, amazing fucking time right now.
The word of the day is?
What?
The word of the day is?
Fuck.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, and Deborah, yes, you're absolutely right. We have to let go of the labels and hold our present selves responsible for our own actions.
Correct. Thank you, Deborah, for that. Yeah, so true, so true.
The time of ascension, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And what can you do? What can you, you know, okay, challenge for the week. You know,
oh, we didn't ask.
We didn't ask.
No, we didn't ask.
You last week to challenge yourself.
So what did you guys do last week to challenge yourselves? If you didn't do anything last week, you can do it this week because there's always time to do it.
Yes. Because we have to do that now. We got to push ourselves out of the box, because how else are you going to find out who you truly are if you keep yourself locked in your box? You push yourself out and push through that fear and do something, then all of a sudden you'll be like, oh my gosh, this is who I truly am. This lights my world up. And that's how you learn to discover you, is by doing something you wouldn't normally do and stepping out beyond the limits of yourself.
You know, I was going to save this next thing that's on my mind for another show, but I'm feeling pushed to talk about it. So if you guys remember just a bit ago, I did it for a week. So you can fast for 3 days. You can do it. I have faith in you.
I challenge you, Dom.
Do it. Even if you don't do three, at least do one. You know, don't
big explorer of you.
Yes.
No weeds, cigarettes, food, just water.
Well, see, I wouldn't say so, Dom. I would say if you want to cheat with your fast, because I cheated, so you can cheat with fruit. Watermelon is really good if you're fasting to cheat with, because it's mostly water anyway. Cucumbers is really good to cheat with because it's mostly water anyway. So those are some good cheat foods for a fast.
And actually, watermelon is very good for if you have gallstones.
Yeah, it is. I challenge myself. Indigo says I challenge myself every day by being better person. Yes, that's a good way.
Love it. That's an awesome way.
It is. And actually, that's a good segue into this topic. I know we don't have a lot of time, but you know, it's our show. We have all the time in the world.
I have something to say. When I did my Access Consciousness, there was I used to do Access Consciousness. And have I ever told you that, Hillis?
I think so. No, I don't know. Maybe.
And one of the things that they would say waking up in the morning, who am I today? And what grand and glorious adventure am I going to have?
I thought
about that. So thank you, Indigo, for like triggering that. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. And so what Indigo said is a good segue into this topic. Thank you, Indigo.
We're going to come visit you in England one day.
Yes, we will. We have to. And so if you guys remember at the top of the show, I talked about, you know, me connected to past life energy and bring that energy into this life. And so I went on a deep mental dive, you know, into this energy to see my past lives, especially, you know, back in Egyptian times and times before that. It's like, how was I able to access so much energy? How was I able to allow for myself to tap into all of that? You know, other than, you know, starting out much younger than I am now, you know, like when I was a kid, to really move into this energy and to really learn how to feel this energy of frequency. And so part of what came in this process was, this was before the time of planetary enslavement. And so this was before the other energies impeded the planet. And, you know, and then, you know, through other lives became hunted because of what I could do and how I could get past the barriers. And so now I'm learning how to do all of that all over again, but now I have a little bit of extra help because the stuff is coming down. I'm like, that's very interesting that in all these lives I could still tap into it, but now through this, it's very interesting in how it moves and how it resonates and steps into a whole new field of possibilities of really fucking connecting to all of this energy. Hey, that's the word of the day, right? So yeah. So, well, honestly, what do you feel?
To you, Ellis.
Huh?
Look what I've done to you.
No, I'm only allowing it because I'm allowing it.
Not I know you done. Are. I am just messing with you. You're so funny. But hey, before we go.
Wait, but I want to get you. What? No, but I want to get your thought about that, though. About what I just said.
I totally just lost what you just said.
About the whole accessing your abilities now and this whole...
I'm traveling too many different dimensions today, man. It's been a doozy for me, I'm telling you. So, yeah, about that and what you say about before the times of the slavery. So, you know, we do have that ability now, and that's what's happening right now, and that's what's happening in the world right now. That's happening in the energies right now, what's happening in the world yeah. right now, is that we are able to open those portals up that we have lost along the way with the domestication that has happened to us over the centuries. We've been domesticated over the centuries, but as we open up, as we expand out, as we ascend up, those portals will start to open up for their members to tap into those gifts that we all have, we just forgot about.
Yes, thank you for that. And I'm sure we're going to be talking about this more in the coming weeks with the energies that are opening up. And I guess Dom heard you and I didn't, because didn't you ask about a question?
What?
So wait.
I'm confused. What are you talking about? That conversation, Hillis, when you start talking about your subject a few minutes ago, I'm like this because portals were freaking opening up.
I know. I felt it. I'm like, okay, yeah, there it is.
Opened up in this little camper, okay?
So, yeah, I'm like, there it is. It's open. It's there.
Rebecca's gone. I'm taking off.
Yeah, Rebecca was out to lunch for those few minutes, guys. Welcome back, Rebecca. How was your trip?
It was awesome, like it always is. Can't tell you where it went, but it was a lot of fun.
So, yeah. Dom had out-of-body experience last weekend. Is it possible that, you know, that's interesting. And I can tell you that even for myself, the past few weeks, I've been having a lot of that. So it's more so preparing you for the energies that are to come. I can tell that this is probably one of the only few instances, Dom, that you remember. But I can definitely feel that you are a traveler. You travel a lot at night, but you don't remember most of which that occurs when you return. And I also feel that sometimes you may have sleep paralysis. If you do, just type let us know. Because if that's the case, then it's just difficulty getting back into your body.
Okay.
Yeah, Dom. So yeah, it's you just traveling, and now, so Dom, what's coming to me is that for you to go out and purchase a shaman's dream crystal and talk to this crystal before you go to bed, I'll let the crystal know of your intentions, so that way it can guide you as you sleep at night. Yeah, Rebecca, you're just there. You're getting it all.
I'm all over the like. I am like the antennas are everywhere. So there's a couple things, Dom, that I'm feeling into, and then I want to do a reading for our birthday girl. So I pulled some cards, and I want to do a reading for her. So okay, so Dom, so what I'm feeling, okay, I need you to listen to this question real fast, and I don't want you to think about it. I just want you to answer. Are you a multi-unit dweller? Yes or no? First thing that comes to you. Anyway, let me know what you said.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
And why I'm saying that is I'm feeling that you, your body, you use yourself as a portal, and you're allowing spirits to come in and out. You're allowing, and sometimes when you're off of who you are, it's because you're allowing other beings or spirits or entities. And don't be afraid of that at all. I was a hotel, let me tell you. And you know, yeah, So, okay. So you need to practice and learn some guidelines to really close and let go and close at, when you travel at night, when you go to bed at night. Just kind of talk to yourself and set the intention to close, that there's no portals. Nobody's allowed to use. You're not, you know, you're not using your body as a hotel.
And that's what the shaman's dream crystal will help.
Thank you for that, because I don't know about that. You're the crystal man. So
yeah, the shaman's dream will really help with that, with setting the intentions and giving you support in that energy. And it doesn't matter the size. You can get one that's maybe about an inch long. You know, not, it doesn't have to be big, and put it under your pillow, talk to it before you go to sleep. And then, you know, like Rebecca said, set the boundaries, set the intentions, and then you'll be good.
And cut some cords and work with somebody. You need to call myself or Hillis to work something to clear some of those out, because I feel like there's some in there that might need to be cleared. But that's talk offline. So send us an email on that.
Yeah, send us an email, because I feel like it's childhood stuff now.
Yeah. It's nothing. Don't be afraid. When I say entities, I mean, So don't be afraid of that. So, yeah. You know, we're all energy. Entities are just, even demons are just, you know, are just, in my point of view, are just entities as well. Energies that got lost along the way, like humans do. So, yes. You know, that's the way I live. So nothing to be afraid of, you know, just stand the sovereignty of who you are and then the love, and you'll be okay. But I wanted to go back to our birthday girl.
Yes.
Catherine. Yes.
Do a reading for her. And yes. Then I'll answer Indigo's question while okay. You pull a card.
Okay. So I did pull two cards for you, Catherine, a little while ago. And what the child of the cosmos, the intelligence of the universe lies within you. And look at that beautiful, beautiful sovereign being. And the other one that came is the star family. And look at that explosion of all that beautiful thing. You are part of a team of souls calling support. So I know, I feel that you're really struggling right now with a lot of things, the setting boundaries with your families. A lot is going on in your world, and a lot you need to, that you're working through on so many levels, and those cards came today on your birthday to remind you as remembrance that you are a child of the cosmos and that everything you require is in you. We did that heart meditation today. Do that all the time to remember within your heart and sit with that joy and then in your heart to help bring that clarity, and ask for help either in this plane or ask your angels and your guides. You're so surrounded by beautiful beings, but they're talking to you. They're talking to your lot, but you're not listening because you're so caught up in your world. In your chaotic world that's going on right now, stop, sit back and listen. The answers are right there. The guidance is right there. Just take the time to listen. And yes. So happy birthday, my dear cosmic.
Happy birthday, Catherine.
Sending you love, light, and just pure love.
Yes, and I confirm everything that Rebecca just said to you. So yeah. Just listen to her. But Indigo, as she was talking, I feel that you are definitely an advanced being, advanced soul. And so I forgot that I have these in my pocket.
What'd you cut in your pocket? Corn full in my pocket. Oh, hell is.
So
do we have to send you back to therapy?
You should see my room full of crystals.
You send me pictures. I've seen your room.
But yes, so.
Pandora.
So Indigo. So this crystal here.
It looks like her.
Is, yeah, it actually does. Is an Andara crystal. And email me at cosmic. Email us at cosmicinsightradio@gmail.com, and I can send you links, because these guys are monoatomic crystals. They were formed in the volcanic ashes of different sites around the planet, Mount Shasta, Hawaii, different places.
Africa.
And they are,
Africa.
Yeah. And they carry primordial energy. And so they are different layers. The one that there's like this one here, then I have another one that's a sea foam. And that one is an elder crystal. So it has all these bubbles and all this information and all this other stuff that information that it carries. So Andara's would be good for you to start working with. And possibly even the crystal skull indigo, that would really be helpful. But you have to find one that has like little rainbows in it. I love crystal skulls with little rainbows in it because they are record keepers. They hold much information.
Hey, Indigo, I don't know if you listened to Kyle Gray. I know he just did a class on crystal skulls, and he also just got a whole like group of crystal skulls he's looking for keepers for. So I don't know.
What?
Oh, I didn't tell you.
No.
Kyle Gray, check him out. He just
you just text me the link.
I forgot.
You just text me the link.
I'm telling you now.
Just text me the link.
But they could be all accounted for, but the other day. So did you take your crystal skull class?
I don't need to take a crystal skull.
I know you. I know you don't.
I just want another one.
I know you do. Maybe
Kyle Gray. I'm gonna look him up when we get done. You guys, I don't know what's happening right now.
I'm telling you, portals opened up when you were having your conversation earlier. Man, the whole world just went.
I have no clue, no idea what's happening right now.
It's fine. We're being cosmic explorers. That's what it's all about.
See, cosmic insight.
Yeah.
Cosmic insight. It's
silly.
Huh?
It's fun being silly and fun.
Yes. Yeah, definitely, Indigo. Email me and I will send you over links to two websites that I get mine from. And those are the only trusted sources. And the reason being, because they look like glass. Mm-hmm. And so since they have the appearance of glass, there are people who easily, you know, get slag glass or whatever and pawn them off as Andara's. So, and they're not the real thing.
And they're very special, especially the ones from Shasta. They were on a Native American land that a lady.
Yeah, from Lady Nelly. I love Lady Nelly. I have a Lady Nelly too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I do know about those crystals.
Yes. She knows about those. Yes. Is there anything else? Oh, yes. Who we are and what we do. You first.
What do I do? I'm multifaceted. I don't know what I do.
Okay, then I'll go first.
It's getting on me that I need to go out and do more sessions again. So, yeah, I do because I love to call them cosmic tune-ups. So, you know, that's kind of what I do. I just working with people's energies and, you know, I have a tool belt. I don't know if anybody knows my background, but I've been down the rabbit hole back again around and around. So I have a huge tool belt and I kind of just go in and see what you require and go from there. So I really have no description of what I do because I just kind of go follow spirit and allow it to go. So, you know, so yeah, reach out. Where's our email?
Cosmic Insight Radio.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
Yeah. So if you'd like a session with me, you can email there and let me know and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Rebecca does sound healing.
And I do sound
Rebecca
healing.
Rebecca does tarot cards. Rebecca is a Cambo practitioner. She probably will be soon to distribute Iboga medicine. So Rebecca does a lot of things, everything from Cambo to whatever, anything you need.
I'm a hypnotherapist too.
Oh yeah, see, there you go. While I, on the other hand, my tool belt is a little bit slimmer, but just as impactful.
Yeah.
Psychic medium, Lemurian light energy worker, one of 15 certified on the planet to do this work. And the energy that I work with is from Lemuria by way of Sirius. So this is Sirius energy that I work with to assist you guys in facilitating a wonderful experience of releasing traumas. I have a specialty of working with clients with sexual abuse traumas. It just so happens to be that way. But I work with you on many, many, many levels, and I have new services coming out next month. So yeah, that's what I do.
I also paint.
Yes, painting. Yes, your painting classes.
Yes, I'm getting that together. I got to figure out the dates with everything going on. So I will be doing that, which is really cool.
Yes. And over the summer, you guys, we may have days where we may not be on air, because I know that Rebecca is going to be doing a Boga ceremony close to the end of July, and I may be with her. So if we're together, depending on the situation, we may do a show together. We may not. Comes towards the end of July. Also, for the month of September, I may be doing a plant medicine ceremony for the whole month of September. So we may take a short hiatus. Yeah, it's 3 weekends. So we may take a short hiatus in September for live shows, but definitely have recorded shows up. So you guys, we love you. We appreciate you. If you are watching us live, definitely go check out some of the recorded shows. We actually had an amazing guest this week, Tara Crete.
She was awesome.
Talked about plant medicine. We just dove right in. It was a great, amazing interview. The week before that, we had Honeybee's husband on, Michael Abramson. We talked about the balance of divine masculine and how it connects to anger and really let that go. So you guys, I know you enjoy us live, but a lot of good stuff comes out of the recorded shows. And so we appreciate you, and it brings us so much joy that you guys love us and follow us. And our hearts are overflowed, especially from you, Indigo, from you, Deborah, from hopping on a few minutes early, waiting for us to come on. So we appreciate that so much. So spread the light. Yeah, so spread the light to your friends, spread the light to your family. You know, have them join you, watch with you, send them the link to where they can see all this wealth of information. And unconventional topics like tonight.
How fun is this? And also too, if you want us to bring up anything, or is there anything on your mind you want to talk about, man, we'll bring it out. So just let us know. You know, we're here for you. We're in this together. So, you know, love you all. We so appreciate your support, and
so thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Cosmic Insight, where we dive into the mind's light. And you guys keep exploring.
Cosmic Explorers. Mwah.
Till next week, everyone.
Bye.